Hello and welcome to that Eurovision site. I'm Shiloh, and today I will be interviewing one last time who are competing in Luxembourg Song Contest 2025. Hi, guys!
Hey there.
Hello.
Nice to meet you all. So we know you guys from last year a little bit, but for anybody who doesn't know you, could you just introduce yourselves really quickly?
So we are one last time, a rock pop band from Luxembourg. And as you said, we've been to Luxembourg Song Contest last year. And yeah, this is a new version of us, I would like to say.
Awesome. So my first question is, how has your life changed since competing at Luxembourg Song Contest last year?
Crazy, Jonathan, you
Yeah,
wanna?
quite a lot. We met a lot of people in the whole Eurovision bubble, and we got a lot of help to just express ourselves artistically as well.
Very nice people, and we've been to a lot of songwriting camps. This is where we wrote also the song, and yeah, it changed a lot. We have having our release show of the album just 2 weeks after the Luxembourg Song Contest. So yeah, a lot of things changed, and the mindset completely changed.
So you guys, as you said, you have an album coming out. You've released several new songs since last year. Which one of them is your favorite?
Oh,
Oh
hands
man,
down, Rise
Rise
Together.
Together.
Rise Together. Rise Together. I mean, like, we have different songs, and also the next songs coming out, we have, I think, three more, and they are very different. So we have like a lot of styles coming in, but Rise Together, I think this is exactly the things we all like.
It has been written right after the Luxembourg Song Contest, so there were a lot of emotions that we had to work through. And I remember us being in the car during one evening with the other contestants when we were doing karaoke, and they sent us the mix, the first mix of the song, and it was just mind blowing. It
Yeah, it was
was.
magical. I think we do music for, well, I do it for 25 years, you for 15, you 15 is right?
I guess so.
Yeah, you all your life,
Yeah.
you too. And I mean, like, we got a lot of songs, but that was actually the first song we were like, this is
Wow.
us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'll definitely remember to check it out when we're done here.
Thank you.
So speaking of new music, we don't know too much yet about the song that you will be competing with. And I know there's a lot that's still a secret, but is there anything that you can tell us about the song? Like, what's the message of it or anything like that?
I think we will not 100% talk about the message, but it's our life. It's actually our life story, and it's about the Luxembourg Song Contest and the Eurovision Song Contest is an entry to our musical career. Who can be on the topic? Let's hope here in Luxembourg. Let's hope in Basel, in the end. So it will be about competing in the Luxembourg Song Contest, in the Eurovision Song Contest, and about the past, the things we went through, and yeah, what else can we say? The music is like. It's 100% one last time in a beautiful ESC dress. Awesome.
Awesome. So I will definitely look forward to it. So I'm gonna ask a question that's not about music for a minute. So I have to ask about the baseball cap. So I'm American, right? So I know about baseball. You wear that Yankees hat in every single promotional image and every interview that I've seen. Are you actually a baseball fan, or do you just really like the hat?
I just wear hats, and it's always this one because I have it for about 6 months, and I always
Six
buy
months? Oh,
black.
6 months. 6
6 years.
years.
Like, it's always a new one, but I will get some other colors.
It's like his glasses. They are
I
put on
always
it.
wear them. They're attached to me.
Yeah, he sleeps with
I
them.
cannot take them off. Look.
Oh, you can.
I can. But
Right.
yeah, I
Well,
will go to see maybe a Yankees game soon.
yeah. Well, I just wanted to solve that mystery, 'cause I don't live too far from New York, so I've been very curious.
Okay, we will see each other then, maybe. I will be sick in 8 days.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Maybe
I will go
soon.
then.
Yeah. So how has your experience in the Luxembourg Song Contest, how has it changed from last year, or how is it the same?
I mean, like it changed already a lot because I mean the timing is, we know what's coming, and it's, I think the timing is quite better than last year. And very, very cool family here. I mean, the head of delegation really cares, the production company too, and RTL. So we have really an amazing environment here. And
We are more involved this time around.
yeah, so we can be more one last time that we were last year.
All right, awesome. So one of my last questions here is, what are some of your biggest goals or dreams that you want to achieve as a band?
Going to Basel.
It's one of
Yeah,
them. I
and
think it's
then I
playing.
would say do a world tour, live
Yeah,
off of
true.
music.
And Basel would be like the entry for that, right? I mean, there is so much potential. The Eurovision world gives you so much power in the end, and when you use it right, you can.
You're in this family and you don't want to miss out on anything. You just want to stay as a part of that family.
I mean, like this is crazy. Like you guys from America, we have a call with you that would be impossible. You know, Luxembourg is such a small country. Nobody really cared, and now we're here in this wonderful chat. I mean, this is, it's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, from my side, I always enjoy getting to know everybody who competes in the national finals and competes in the show, and I like to keep up with people after too. So you will definitely be, the further on this journey you go, the more devoted fans you will pick up.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is so nice about the Eurovision family. You are part of it, and I mean, like, yeah, being in Eurovision is like a big, 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 cool family.
So I know that you guys don't have a ton of time, so we can go ahead and wrap up, but where can people find you online or on social media?
Oh, I mean, like One Last Time Band on Instagram, on Facebook. Yeah, please follow us on Spotify. This is very important as a musician. And we have our website. It's www.onelasttime-the-dash
Band.com.
band.com. Yeah, there you can find everything.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for your time today. It was great to
Thank
speak
you.
with you.